Breakfast with Christy Reading on ABC New England Northwest.
Grain Producers Australia says critical investment needs to be made into Australia's regional road network, which is a vital pathway to port for much of the nation's grain. We hear all too often the concerns from local councils in our region's northwest about the state of their roads and the impacts it can have on harvest operations. At the National Press Club in Canberra yesterday, the Australian Local Government Association presented its State of the Assets report, which shows more than $22 billion is needed just to bring the network to a safe and adequate capacity. Grain Producers Australia Chair Barry Large says across the country, poor road services, disjointed and indirect freight routes, and bridges with weight restrictions cost growers time and money.
I think from the onset, the first thing we need to talk about is safety. And when it comes to roads, we can't substitute safety and people's lives. That's non-negotiable. So when it comes to the commitment for roads, we require the government to follow through. And the fuel tax excise is what it's about. That's to be invested in roads, to make sure roads are fit for purpose to do their job. And then from that, they follow the lead with the local governments. And we can work towards having roads that are fit for purpose. And I think it's just paramount.
How do roads in poor condition, sort of state, federal and local roads, how does it cost farmers when they're not in good nick?
Firstly, it's the safety issue. I'm going to say this every time, because as far as I'm concerned, safety is non-negotiable. But then the wear and tear on machinery is just no good. And then it follows down, you know, we're all facing seasons at the moment that, to say the least, aren't friendly. So the cost push squeeze on what we're making is up for discussion. And these roads need, we all still make our commitments and pay the price and the excise on the fuel and or our rates to our local shire. They take the money, so they have an obligation to make sure that they deal with these roads.
It's a national issue, but each state has its own sort of particular problems. In WA, farmers hauling grain to port share roads with miners hauling to ports, as well as the public. And a bit of finger-pointing goes on about who's responsible for damage. Do you think that there should be more of a user-pay system?
Look, I think if you're enjoying the spoils over time, I can't see anything wrong with what you're suggesting. I mean, I believe some of these trucks are up to 60 metres long now, hitting some of these roads, particularly up east of Geraldton and whatnot. And I would question whether the roads were ever made suitable for machinery the size of this, what's on the road, let alone a 36 metre road train, and now we're talking 60 metre long road trains, quads, etc. So I'd question again whether they're fit for purpose, and if they're not, then I would suggest that investment from all across the user of the road should be involved.
In some ways, you get the sense that roads are looked upon by the different levels of government as a cost, but do you think the economic value of the nation's road system is not significantly recognised at any level of government?
Look, unfortunately, population in this country seems to be in the cities, and sometimes getting the governments to look at what's actually outside the cities is a challenge. But the one thing we know about this country, whichever state you're in, is that this is an export nation. And I say it again, to keep the people in the bush, we need to have infrastructure that suits the bill. It's quite evident that the infrastructure is not suiting the bill at the moment.
That is Grain Producers Australia Chair Barry Large speaking with Lucinda Jose there. You have some